Foreign News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says his highest priority and job number one is to make America affordable again. He talked about that at a massive rally last night in northeast Pennsylvania.
Facing criticism over the high cost of living, the president used his visit to Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, to blame Joe Biden and Democrats for the affordability crisis.
The Democrats go out, prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high. Because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
He acknowledged there's more work to do in improving the economy, even as he defended his tariff policy and pointed to falling gas prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president is expected to hold a series of campaign-style rallies in advance of next year's crucial midterm elections. The strategy is to get the president out there in hopes that that will get more pro-Trump voters to the polls. Defense Secretary Hegseth says he is still weighing whether to authorize release of the complete video of an attack on an alleged rug-running boat that killed two suspected narco-terrorists. The head of the Nobel Institute says Peace Prize winner, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, will not come out of hiding for the ceremony awarding her the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo.
Machado last appeared in public 11 months ago. Nobel Institute director Christiane Berg Harpviken told public broadcaster NRK the Venezuelan opposition leader was not in the Norwegian capital on the day of the ceremony, and her daughter will accept the prize on Machado's behalf.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma. An atmospheric river has swamped the Pacific Northwest with flooding rains, Portland and Seattle among cities impacted by the rising water. Later today, the Federal Reserve to announce its latest decision on interest rates. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 32 points. This is SRN News. America's religious profile is unchanged.
The Pew Research Center reports that as of this year, 62% of adults describe themselves as Christians, down just 2 points from 2020. The percentage of people who call themselves atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion has stayed steady at 28% over the past 5 years, while the percentage of people belonging to non-Christian faiths is up from 7% to 8%. The poll suggests a kind of settling in the overall U.S. religious profile. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Catholic Archdiocese of New York says it will set up a $300 million fund to compensate victims of priest sex abuse who have sued the church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says the archdiocese will pay for the fund by reducing its budget and selling off assets, including completing the sale of its former headquarters in Manhattan. Church officials hope the fund will cover settlements for most, if not all, of the roughly 1,300 outstanding claims against the archdiocese. SRN News. It's a new ski season in the Green Mountain State. Rescue teams increasingly relying on social media.
A TikTok video has influenced skiers chasing fresh powder tracks in the backcountry of Vermont. That means inexperienced resort goers are skiing out of bounds, finding themselves lost in the woods and in need of rescue. John Wasey is the chief at Stowe Mountain Rescue.
Stowe Mountain Rescue responded to a 911 call for two lost skiers. One was a skier, one was a snowboarder, two 19-year-olds.
The rescue now sees around 8 missions to help multiple lost skiers per season, compared to around 3 only 5 years ago. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
South Korea will require advertisers to label their ads made with AI. There's been a surge of deceptive promotions featuring fabricated experts or deep faked celebrities endorsing food or pharmaceutical products on social media. More details, SRNNews.com.